Hello, you're listening to Film on Radio on Propeller on Spectrum with me, Amy Griffith, your resident girl on film. Okay, so tonight I am going to go and watch a film that came out last week called Clouds of Sils Maria. It stars Juliette Binoche as well as one Miss Kristen Stewart and Chloe Grace Moretz. Now, the reason why I'm going to see it is because it sounds like a really interesting film. But other than that, I don't know if you recall, I hope that you do, that you pay very close attention to the things that I have to say. But I mentioned about the fact that I'm intrigued by Chloe Moretz's career because of the fact that she started quite young in quite adult roles, and it intrigued me about how certain actresses kind of go about taking on different roles. And the thing that interests me about her is also a similar thing that interests me about Kristen Stewart as well, because even though, of course, the majority of people will know her from the likes of the Twilight series, that was not at all the first film of Kristen Stewart's that I saw. It's probably one of the films that most people saw before anybody knew who she was and anybody knew about Twilight. And that was, of course, 2002's Panic Room, which is David Fincher's film. It was the next film that he did after Fight Club, and stars a host of people, including Jodie Foster, Jared Leto, and Forest Whitaker. And these are basically four of the main five characters, the other one being Dwight Yoakman. And as we probably all know, the story, and what I find interesting about Panic Room is the fact that it came out at the time where the idea of panic rooms became really big and everybody was discussing, what is a panic room? All these celebrities, famous people, rich people, important people have these things called panic rooms, and it was a bit of a buzz topic at the time when this film came out. And so this film was highlighting not just what a panic room is, but what it does and what it means to people who have them and use them. And so the story, of course, is a divorced woman and her diabetic daughter take refuge in their newly purchased house safe room when three men break in searching for a missing fortune. Now, the film, as I mentioned, pretty much has five characters in it. Jodie Foster and Kristen Stewart's character, and then the three men breaking in, Forest Whitaker, Dwight Yoakman and Jared Leto. So this was the first film of Kristen Stewart's that I saw, and this is a similar role to that of Chloe Moretz because of the fact that it has that element of it being an adult themed film with a child star in it. And that's one of the reasons why I kind of was drawn to Kristen Stewart and the work that she does, because that's the kind of films that I watch. I didn't really kind of watch, I don't know what kind of films. Well, you know, I watched films that Lindsay Lohan was in when she was coming up. So we had the likes of the Freaky Fridays and the Parent Trap and stuff like that. So I saw those kind of films. But alongside that, I was also watching more dramatic films such as this. So I definitely was in the mindset of what it would be like being 14, 15 years old and really living in the real world where it isn't all, you know, hunky-dory all the time, slapstick, comedy, that sort of thing. So I want to take a look at Kristen Stewart's career because, to be honest, she is not all Twilight. So I think that Kristen Stewart gets a lot of stick on and off screen for her on and off screen personality. And I think that that's not necessarily a fair assumption or a fair idea of who Kristen Stewart is as an actress. I want to talk about it for numerous reasons. One is the fact that earlier on in the year, I think it was sometime around the Oscars or maybe a bit beforehand, actually might have been late last year, I was talking about Jennifer Lawrence. And Jennifer Lawrence is one of those actresses who, because she has won an Oscar, we assume that she is a great actress. Now, I'm not saying for or against whether or not she is. I think that she is a pretty good actress, and I'm not going to dispute that. But we have this idea that because Jennifer Lawrence has won an Oscar, she is a great actress. And that is one of those things where if you are of a certain age, doing a certain thing and being awarded for it, you're going to get that sort of attention. On the other hand, we have Kristen Stewart. Now, Kristen Stewart has gone down a slightly different route, but a similar route nonetheless. If we take the likes of Jennifer Lawrence's career, films such as Winter's Bone, Silver Linings Playbook, American Hustle, all those kind of more serious or more Oscar-contending sort of films. Obviously, all three of those films, she was up for an Oscar nomination and won it once with Silver Linings. But then she's also gone down the adapted route of being in X-Men and Hunger Games. Of course, Kristen Stewart has been in the Twilight series based on the books of the same name, but she's also been in films such as David Fincher's Panic Room, as well as The Runaways, which is a biopic of Joan Jett's life. And I think that Kristen Stewart doesn't get enough credit for what she actually has done and her acting ability. Except, or rather, until this year. Now, okay, being not only from the English language speaking world, but also being in Britain, there are really only two awards for film that we really talk about. And that is, obviously, being in England, the BAFTAs. I was going to say the Brits. That's a completely different industry. The BAFTAs, and the other one being, of course, the Oscars. But every nation, every country has their own version of the BAFTAs and the Oscars. And for France, that is the Césars. And this year, Kristen Stewart became the first actress from America to receive the actual award. So she wasn't just nominated for her role in The Clouds of Sils Maria, but also won it. She won the award for Best Supporting Actress, and the first time an American actress has won this award. So I think that that goes to show that she isn't a bad actress, especially if you think about France. You know, France are very particular, and you know that they don't like their they're not necessarily don't like, they're on uneven terms with American cinema, especially the Hollywood blockbuster style cinemas. They're closer, should I say, that's bad grammar, to the way that we in England make films, a little bit grittier, a little bit, you know, something else extra added to it that makes it more of a statement about society and things like that. So they rate themselves quite highly, I would imagine. And that, to me, suggests that if an American actress is going to win one of their highest accolades in the film industry, she must be doing something right. Now, as we all know, Kristen Stewart is likely to be mentioned in reference, or her work is likely to be mentioned by her roles in Twilight. Now, of course, this is probably her biggest and most known role to date, but Kristen Stewart isn't all vampires. She has been in numerous films which are very well regarded, but for some reason, Kristen Stewart as a whole hasn't been recognised as a great actress. And I have to admit, I was one of those people. I've been through those conversations in which we all joke. We call it like doing the Christian Stewart, where you sort of run your hands through your hair, act a little bit awkward, and that's really how you would define Christian Stewart's acting ability. But she can't really be all that bad, can she? Especially not with this latest film coming out, The Clouds of Sils Maria, in which she stars along Juliette Binoche as her secretary, her assistant. A film and a role which garnered Stewart a César, which is the equivalent of an Oscar in France. She won the Best Supporting Actress César and is the first American actress to do so. That, to me, suggests someone who is actually doing pretty well in their career. Now, I've not seen every single film of Christian Stewart's, but I have seen a decent handful. As I mentioned at the top of the show, the first film that I saw her in was David Fincher's Panic Room. Now, of course, Panic Room isn't, you know, it's not a kid's film. It's not a film in which she is not even a film in which she had a small role in it. She played a very large role within this film. And that was my first instance of knowing who this actress was. And to me, I mean, bearing in mind, okay, so I was maybe 14, 15, 16 when I saw this film, but it seemed like a great film to me. I enjoyed it. I love the work of David Fincher. I kind of watched it off of the back of Fight Club, so I sort of knew what I was getting myself into with this film. And she did a really good job, starring alongside Jared Leto, Forest Whitaker, and Jodie Foster. She played Jodie Foster's daughter. Moving on from Panic Room, which came out in 2002, she went on to do a few of the more obvious choice roles. Like, she was in Sephora, which was this sort of quasi sequel to Jumanji, which, you know, is a more of a kids film. And she did The Messengers, more of a horror film. She has actually a kind of similar career to Jennifer Lawrence, yet Jennifer Lawrence is held, you know, way up here compared to Christian Stewart. And it gets you wondering, why is that the case? Is it because of a off-screen romantics with her Twilight co-star Robert Pattinson, which of course then broke down when she starred in Snow White and the Huntsman and became involved with the married director of that film? Or is it just because of the fact that people just, with one hand give her for the other hand take her away? You know, we will hold up one actress, but, you know, that's too heavy to hold up too. I don't know what it is, but for me, I think that Christian Stewart, she's not, you know, the greatest actor of all time by any stretch of the imagination, but I think that the girl has, you got to give her some credit because she is doing really well in her career, and not only that, but is picking out some really interesting roles that you can't necessarily say that she's playing it easy, playing it safe, or anything like that. So why is it that people have decided that she's not good? So as I mentioned before, Christian Stewart is in this role in a film called The Clouds of Sils Maria, which I will be going to see. And so when I get back in tomorrow, I will judge for myself if Christian Stewart deserve that Oscar equivalent, the César, as a Best Supporting Actress. I'm gonna suggest yes. I haven't seen the other films in the category. I don't even know what the other films in the category are, but I don't think that Christian Stewart is a bad actress. Obviously, one of her most recent films was Still Alice, which she played the most prominent role, besides, obviously, Julianne Lewis. Now I'm getting completely mixed up. Not Juliette Lewis or Julianne Lewis. Julianne Moore. Jeez, it's been a long day. As you might have heard, I was on the breakfast show this morning and it's been a long, long day. I've been here for officially, 12 hours now. Anyway, enough about my problems and my plight. Yeah, so of course in Still Alice, which came out last year but came out this year over in the UK, Christian Stewart's character, her role was the basically the third biggest role within the film. And nobody really talked about how good Kristen Stewart was. But she was really good. You know, and I think that we are... I think we are marred by Twilight. Now, I have to admit that a bulk of the films of Kristen Stewart's that I have seen comes from Twilight. And no, I did not choose willingly to see these films. I didn't actually get through all of the first one. I had to stop after a while because I was just like, this is ridiculous. This film sucks so much. But I did kind of watch the other films. And I feel like she's been characterised on her acting ability, not just through this role, well, through these films, but through this role itself, because the role is kind of weak. Bella Swan is kind of a weak character. She needs Edward to save her, basically, from her humdrum life. And I'm not saying that's a good thing or a bad thing, one way or another, but I think that she's definitely been characterised in this way, which suggests that this is the kind of actress she is. These are the kind of roles that she takes. But from a film like Steel Alice, she's definitely stepping away from that and trying to show that she's more than just a damsel in distress, basically. A film which was at the London Film Festival last year, which I really wanted to see and I'm still hoping to catch, is a film called Camp X-Ray, in which she plays a soldier assigned to Guantanamo Bay and befriends a man who has been imprisoned there. And I find that that is just a really interesting and more dynamic role that I'm sure she excelled in really well. On IMDb, the film has a 7.1 rating, so it's definitely been quite well received. In between all of the Twilight films, Kristen Stewart has been making other films as well, not just obviously Snow White and the Huntsman, which I mentioned earlier, but an adaptation of Jack Kerouac's film On the Road. She was also in The Runaways, a biopic of Joan Jett's life with the band The Runaways before she moved on to the Black Hearts. Welcome to the Rileys. But also this other film, which I will talk about when I get back. Kristen Stewart. I believe, and I am going to pot this out right here and now, I believe that Kristen Stewart is a good actress. People are probably going to be like, what? No. But I think that she is. We all think of Kristen Stewart from the Twilight series, and you only have to look outside of the roles that she does there to realise that actually, not only is she not a bad actress, but also that she has a range. She has range as an actress. Obviously, I first saw Kristen Stewart before, not obviously, as I mentioned beforehand, I'd seen Kristen Stewart beforehand in David Fincher's 2002's Panic Room, which she starred alongside Jodie Foster. Now, because this was the first instance that I had of Kristen Stewart, I didn't really feel like that I was going to get anything terrible out of her from Twilight. Of course I did. I watched the film. It was terrible and I had to stop watching it. But I did subsequently see New Moon and Eclipse all the way through, which, you know, I can't say it was better. But it definitely, as a whole, the series, because of the production values obviously went up, the budget went up, so it got better in terms of what they could achieve on screen. But as a role for her, I couldn't necessarily say that it got better, but I will say that it was a different side to her, a side that I hadn't seen before because I'd seen her in something else. But of course, the Twilight series was what made Kristen Stewart as big as she was. In between doing these films, Kristen Stewart also made other films, including 2009's Adventureland. Now, on the one hand, I feel like Adventureland did kind of show her in a similar light to that of Bella Swan in the Twilight series, but she had a little bit more of an edge. You know, I feel like in Twilight, she was a bit wimpy, a bit weak, a bit of a damsel in distress that needed saving by Edward. But in Adventureland, Jesse Eisenberg's James was supposed to be Edward, but instead she ended up kind of being that person who, you know, I don't need saving. You can't save me, but you can try. And it'd be interesting to see where this relationship goes. And it just was a more interesting role for her. This film, I think, is the point in which you see that she isn't, that she can excel herself more. And this came out in between the first Twilight film and the second Twilight film. So I think there was a bit of a Twilight leftover. I'm not quite sure in terms of, because Twilight came out in 2008, and I'm not quite sure with regards to shooting time, but how long between these two roles that she played her role in Adventureland, or even if Adventureland role came before Twilight, because sometimes it takes a while for films to come out. So I don't really know in terms of that, but I definitely felt that she wasn't playing the same character, even though, as I mentioned beforehand on the show, I've made this joke with friends that she's this kind of actress who kind of just looks a bit mopey, has limp hair, and is always running her hands through it and kind of looking a little bit nonchalant to the point of boredom and a bit sort of stressed in a way. But that sounded a bit like a contradiction. But anyway, yeah, so I will be seeing Clouds of Sils Maria tonight, and I will let you know. I will obviously be letting you know what I think of this film, and if Kristen Stewart really deserved that Caesar for Best Supporting Actress. And to be honest, I'm looking forward to it, because it's really going to be a turning point. And I think that this is a real turning point. I think post-Twilight was going to be the real turning point for Kristen Stewart. And I hope that she does well and this work gets better. Alas, that is all we have time for today here on Film on Radio. I have been Amy Griffith, and I will still continue to be Amy Griffith after we stop airing, of course, your resident girl on film. You can catch Film on Radio every weekday from 5:10 here on Propeller on Spectrum. But until then, have a wonderful evening. Goodbye.